It is 14 minutes past 1 o'clock, and a little late start here, but we're so happy to have local band Old Knifey and the Cutthroats in the studio. Welcome, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And it's Adam and Chris and Caleb, and we're going to have you just start out with something here, and then we'll come back and chat a little bit. They've got a new CD, brand spanking new. In fact, the CD release party is tonight at Beaner Central at 8. So we're going to get started with a tune here. What do you want to do?
We're going to do a track off our new album. This one's by Caleb here. It's called Best Wishes.
It's kind of a happy song.
3, 4.
Hold up now.
False start.
3, 4. Keep my feet down and touch the new ground. Went off to the city, small apartment inside of Milwaukee. Walked the whole city over, can see the lakes for the tall skyscrapers. So had to get back to my home in the pines with buddies and music and beer and wine. Traveling bug, I understand where you're coming from. Go find your new song, find your way back home.
Well, that was a lot of fun. That's Old Knifey and the Cutthroats on KUMD. And that was, what name that song again?
Best Wishes.
Best Wishes. And Caleb wrote that. He is the keyboard player, Caleb Anderson. And we also have Adam. How do you, I always forget how to pronounce your last name, Adam.
Dupree.
That's not so bad. Adam Dupree. And also Chris Kelly is here. And they're playing the guitar. And everybody doing vocals. I love those harmonies, guys. Those are so much fun. Are they fun to do?
Yeah, it's definitely, it's kind of been our thing for years, and it's fun to hear it come together in a group and finally on an album like this, so.
And this is your first album. Now, you guys were just here back in March celebrating Adam's birthday. There was a big party for that. But we brought you back because you've got the new album out, and you, at the time you were working on that. And you did this at the studio by under Beaner's, right?
Yep, Subcentral Studios down there.
And how was that?
It was good. We got to work with a good friend of ours, Dan Dresser, who engineered the album for us. And
he's so in the Brushstrokes. He was in the Brushstrokes, right?
Yep, he was in the Brushstrokes, right, and he's in Three Songs Sunday at this point now.
Okay. And how did you come about? You all write songs, which is also pretty cool. Not only do you do these great harmonies, but you all write songs. How did you go about choosing which songs you were going to put on the album?
Basically, it was just all the songs that we did together that we ended up having time to do in the studio.
Yeah, there was one or two that we were considering of mine that just kind of time didn't permit. We didn't really like the final cut, so we just I kind of like the way it turned out that we just we have the core Old Knifey songs, and Caleb's kind of honky tonk songs fit in really well too. So I think it worked out well, just kind of going with what our strongest set list would be for a live show, put it on the album. So.
And, you know, usually the first one is kind of the easiest one in that regard because you haven't done an album before. You've got a lot of material ready.
Yeah.
And, did you find that
to be
the case?
Yeah, you can pick all the best stuff, definitely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Was there anything that didn't end up on the album? Now, actually, you were talking, Chris, the last time you were here about doing a solo album. Anything?
Yeah, yeah. Still kind of jamming with a few people here and there and getting ideas, but it's kind of the direction of the album seems to keep changing in my head. Like, what style is it really going to hone into? Because I've been writing songs for, you know, like probably 8 years now, and in that time played a lot of different styles in a lot of different bands, and so it's kind of, I'm trying to choose the songs that kind of fit together and the right guys for the songs. So it's coming along in my head, but I haven't laid any new tracks down, but it'll still be coming before I head out this fall, so.
Before you head out?
I'm leaving in October, leaving the group, actually, and
oh,
they're going to
no.
replace me with, actually, a good friend, Nate Case, is going to take over as a cutthroat, so, but I'll be moving to Scotland in October, so.
Well, good for you,
yeah.
Good for you. But that's got to be tough. Adam, you and Chris have been singing together anyway for quite some time. You guys grew up in Cloquet, is that right, all of you, all three of you?
All three of us, yeah. Yeah, it's been really since middle school that Chris and I have been singing together. And since later in high school, that all three of us really started singing together. So it'll be difficult to replace him, but he'll probably end up coming back anyway, and then he can just rejoin the group.
It's true, and then we'll probably have a better lead guitarist. So
yeah, if you know, maybe the next guy will be better, and he'll be like, "Oh, I'm sorry, Chris."
Well, he can stick around, and I'll just come sing. So.
And Caleb, last time these guys were here, you were actually here on campus taking a test, and you couldn't make it. How'd you do on the test?
Not well.
You should have come here instead.
Yeah, I figured that afterwards.
So how did you get hooked up with these guys and doing music with them?
I took a music theory class with Chris in high school, mm-hmm. and we ended up listening to a lot of music together and started playing, and then we're all in a band right off the bat in about senior year after these guys had graduated. Just kept going from there, different combinations of guys, and this kind of was the kind of a chord that kind of came together now that for this Old Knifey and the Cutthroats, so that was kind of cool to kind of pare it down to three guys that have been pretty solid together.
For a while,
yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Well, let's hear another song, whatever you want to do. I was going to say off the album, but you can do whatever the heck you want to do. What do you want to do?
Well, actually, I was thinking we've got a few covers up our sleeves, and this is one of our favorite ones to do. It's an old Hank Williams tune called Long Gone Lonesome Blues. I went down to the river, watched the fish swim by. Well, I got to the river, lonesome I wanted to die, oh Lord. Then I jumped in the river, but the doggone river was dry. She's long gone now, I'm lonesome though. I
going down in it three times. Lord, I'm only coming up twice. She's long gone. Now I'm lonesome. She told me on Sunday she was checking me out. Around about Monday she was nowhere about. So here it is, Tuesday, ain't got no new. Got them gone. Long gone. Now I'm lonesome blue. She's long gone. Now I'm lonesome blue.
That's Old Knifey and the Cutthroats on KUMD. And doing a Hank Williams tune for us. You guys seem to like a lot of different things, country music and things like that. Adam, how about you? What was your musical upbringing? What did your parents listen to, or what record collections did you have access to when you were a kid?
I was thankful. My parents introduced me to, you know, some of the greatest bands ever, like the Beatles. But then they also introduced me to a lot of other great music that I love, but I don't know if these guys love it as much. I really love Journey, Styx, Foreigner. My mom definitely introduced me to all those, and they brought me to my first concert, which was Aerosmith at the Deck. So
I was at that concert.
I grew up with a lot of that type of music, which, you know, as cheesy as it is, I think the Beatles and, you know, bands like Journey and stuff like that, if you listen in, like, you actually hear, like, a lot of, like, really good harmonies and, like, really good, like, pop songwriting. And so, you know, and that and, like, the Beach Boys and stuff like that, like, all, you know, part of my parents' record collections. And I think I ended up really liking harmony and just, like, you know, pop songwriting, that kind of thing. And it wasn't until later that really, Caleb, I think, was the one who got me into country music, so started really enjoying that, and so you can hear a little bit of that in what Old Knifey and the Cutthroats does. It's kind of an up north country.
Unfortunately, we're not hearing a lot of Journey in there, so.
We have covered a couple Journey songs.
Have you? Okay.
Yeah.
All right, I guess that's okay. So, Caleb, were you always into country then?
No.
Oh, now how did you get into country? Are you going to tell me Chris introduced you to country?
No, he didn't. I don't know. It kind of evolved. Bluegrass, then started to listen to the older stuff, Willie and those kind of things, and now top 40 country now and then.
Really?
You bet.
Wow.
Little Brad Paisley, never heard of
him. He's
anybody.
Good.
How about you, Chris? What did you grow up listening to?
Kind of the same story as Adam, apart from all the 80s. Kind of
late 70s.
Late 70s, yeah, stadium rock stuff. My dad was, of course, into the Beatles and everything, and had a pretty good record collection that I would pillage here and there and hide in my room listening to Sgt. Pepper's and things. But, again, Beatles, lots of harmonies, being in choir, kind of, you know, just love that. But I kind of always, you know, I even had some influence from my mom, like with, like, Supertramp and all that kind of 70s more pop rather than the stadium rock, so that's where maybe my pop sensibility comes from, you know. I don't know, but growing up, and my style was always more of the, had my punk rock phase definitely, and a lot of Green Day and things like that, so I have a tendency to get louder than these guys, and they have to keep me in check. So
I think it's really funny, actually. Chris and I have had very similar phases in music. We've always been kind of on the same page when it comes to our phases in music. You know, we both got into punk and heavy metal at the same time by being exposed to the same group of friends in high school. And then, you know, we both got into jam bands for a little bit at the same time there. And just kind of that kind of stuff. And then country. And we've always been kind of on a similar wavelength. And I think Caleb as well. It's just one thing that really works out well is that we kind of go through our phases at the same time. I think Chris and I are in a indie rock phase right now. But
Definitely. And that's
I'm not in that phase.
But it's okay because I'm still in the country phase with Caleb, too.
Mm-hmm,
so
mm-hmm. You can do indie country rock or something.
Absolutely. That's what we're hoping for, actually.
hey, I wanted to play electric guitar on the album. They said no. So.
Oh, is that why you're going to Scotland?
Yeah, yeah. Forget these guys.
Maybe by the time you come back, they'll be ready to plug in.
Maybe their phase will have caught up to mine.
Now, so why is that? Now, you just wanted to have a certain sound for the album, and electric guitar wasn't part of it?
We tried it at a rehearsal, and it just really, it didn't work. It really didn't. I'll agree with them on that. We added a little electric with Lee Martin did some kind of trying to emulate a pedal steel with like a volume pedal on his Telecaster guitar. So there's some electric sound just, you know, snuck in there for some character, some little flavor in there. So definitely has that. Lee adds a little bit of that professional Nashville sound or whatever you might call it, a little fiddle from Sarah Softich also. So
yeah, I was going to say, I'm looking at the album here, and the Sarah Softich on here. You've got a couple other people as well. Do you want to mention who else is on the album?
Yeah, we had our good friend Dano Sauter come and play drums. Dano played in Medford with Chris and Caleb, which was kind of a previous version of this band, but without me in it. So so he came and played drums on the record, and then Ben Berg, our good friend, came in and offered to play bass for us. And so it's nice to have the studio was full of friends, and you know, and they also happen to be really good musicians too, so that was a plus.
Do any of those people ever play with you live, or is this pretty much?
They will be at the Pizza Luce show. We're gonna have Dano is gonna come up and drum. He lives down in the Twin Cities, so he's coming up for it. Ben Berg will be playing. I think tonight Sarah Softich is gonna play with us at Beaner's because Yeltsy's playing also tonight. So,
because you guys sound great, but it is kind of an unusual lineup: two guitars and keyboards, no drums, no bass.
And it was that way a long time before we started incorporating any other instruments, which I think helped the core of the band really get its sound. Before we added other people, you know, we had a solid sound, so nobody could really come in and change our ideas really too much, you know, maybe just add to it. So I think that worked out.
I think it's really fun too, playing as a three piece and just being able to be versatile enough to go and play a coffee shop one week, you know, as just the three of us, or, you know, a small place like Sir Ben's here in town, where you couldn't necessarily fit 5-6 people up on their stage. So it's nice to be able to pare down and be able to still play those places as a three-piece and then have friends come and join us for some of the bigger shows, tomorrow, you know, August 5th at Pizza Luce. So.
Okay. Well, let's hear another tune. What else do you want you guys to have up your sleeve today?
This is a song called When You're Not Around.
This is Old Knifey and the Cutthroats on KUMD.
About you when you're not around. Don't think about you when I'm down and out. On my mind, it's mean I was feeling fine. Never thought about you now, I'm down and out. Is free from the stress of life. Feel the strain, feel the strife. It's looking up, start looking for ways to feel down. So I think about you when you're not around. And it may surprise you to know you're the reason I'm on the go. Another way, feeling down. And I don't write happy songs for the world to sing along. But I like it that way. Thank you.
about you when you're not around. Think about you when I'm down and out. You're on my mind. This mean I was feeling fine. Thought about you now, down and out. It may surprise you to know you're the reason I'm on the go. Another way of feeling down. And I don't write happy songs for the world to sing along. I like it that way.
That's Old Knifey and the Cutthroats on KUMD. And that one was When You're Not Around. And that one also featured on your new album. Is it self-titled? You just handed it to me, so I didn't get a chance to look at the cover yet.
Yeah, but it's a self-titled album.
Okay. So are you guys going to do any outside the Twin Ports shows for this album? Or?
We're hoping on getting a CD release show booked down in Minneapolis. Caleb's been working on that.
It's confirmed. The 331 Club.
Great. When is that going to be?
October 3rd.
Well, that sounds like fun. So before you take off,
yeah,
Chris?
Yeah, right up till the end, I told him I'd play every show possible, so definitely.
Well,
I'm going to miss these guys dearly.
Yeah. So you've got the show tonight at Beaner's, and then you've got another one at Pizza Luce, is that right?
Yeah. Tonight we're playing at Beaner's with Yeltsy and Three Song Sunday. And I just wanted to touch on, like, who we're having play with us. Every band that we're having play with us both these nights, we're somehow involved in helping to put this album together. So we've got Yeltsy, who has Sarah Softich, of course, played fiddle on our album, and Three Song Sunday, Dan Dresser engineered the entire album. So they're both playing with us tonight at Beaner's. And then tomorrow night, we're going to have Two Beat Band, which is our friend Jordan Taylor. He did the artwork for our album, and then the Tisdales, which Rich Mattson is in that one, and he mastered our album for us. So.
He has worked on so many local albums, really left his kind of a stamp on the local music scene, would you say?
Yeah, absolutely. He's got a great ear, and, you know, he's a great musician in his own right, so I think people just, you know, really trust having him take care of stuff, so. You know, we considered going up there and actually recording in Sparta, his studio up there with him. But we also, you know, wanted to record with our friend Dan. So we kept it here, but we wanted him involved somehow. So we got him our album so he could master it. So.
Mm-hmm. Well, and, you know, there's always the next one. If you'd Although that probably won't be for a little while yet.
Hopefully we can start working on it pretty soon, getting some new stuff together, I think. Not necessarily recording or anything, but actually compiling some new songs to play both live and possibly record.
Mm-hmm.
You know, now that this album's done, I'm really excited to start taking a step in the next direction, hopefully.
Well, and it sounds like you're really kind of tied into the local music community and getting a lot of support from other people. Does that seem to be the case?
Yeah, you know, I guess I've always been a big supporter of the local music community and just going to a lot of shows, and I think people just know me from that and started building friendships with a lot of other musicians. So I'm really grateful that I can actually count myself among them now because, you know, before like 2008, really, I wasn't a musician. I was just a fan. And now, you know, since about 2008, I've just been, you know, able to count myself amongst the ranks of the Duluth music scene.
So what made the difference, just starting a band, getting involved in a band?
Yeah, actually, I think that just made all of the difference. You know, and it was really helpful to be able to live with these guys. I've lived with both Caleb and Chris, you know, at a few different times in my life. And just being able to sit around in the living room and play music and watch their band, Medford, really kind of, you know, have a pretty decent following in the Duluth area for a little while, and just, you know, thinking, you know, okay, if I want to be able to do this, what I need to do is just sit down and actually start playing, start writing, and I could end up doing that. So, and now I'm, you know, doing it. We released an album. We're releasing an album tonight and tomorrow, and so it's exciting for me.
You're living the musical dream, Adam. You are.
Basically, yeah.
Well, thanks so much, you guys, for coming in today. It was really, really a pleasure.
Thanks for having us.
And congratulations on the new album. Again, it's Old Knifey and the Cutthroats, and they will be at Beaner's tonight at a CD release party starting at 8 o'clock. And we are going to end with one of the tunes off of their new album. And this one, you actually did this one the last time that you were here. And Adam, you wrote this about a girl that rejected you.
Yep.
Your reaction to it. Anything else you want to add?
No. I think that, you know, it's just the things that help you out when you're feeling down and out. So.
It's whiskey, cigarettes, and country music. Here's Old Knifey and the Cutthroats on KUMD. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Thanks.